G'day.
Good morning.
So look, I am the least scientifically inclined human being you will ever meet, Guy. So you have created instruments out of your own cells, is that right?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Can you please explain?
Well, I think that you explained it pretty well in your, when you talked about it a couple of seconds ago. But the story is quite long, and I'll try to kind of make it short.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
I know that the time is limited. But I've been working in Sibiotica for years now, and my research focus is neural networks. But again, I'm looking at them from a cultural point of view. Self is an accumulation of projects that I've done previously in the past 15 years. But what I did with Self, I created the first, the world's first neural synthesizer. And what we did is we grew neurons in vitro outside of the body.
Right.
So you can actually grow neurons, brain cells.
So neurons are, those brain cells, the things that fire in your brain.
Yeah. So you can grow them in a Petri dish. And when you grow them in a Petri dish, it's very different to a brain.
Right.
It's not three-dimensional, and there are only 100,000 cells rather than trillions or billions of cells. So it's not a brain. It's a symbolic brain. But you can still grow it in a Petri dish. And they grow in a 2D layer. But when you plate them, when you put them in the dish, the neurons start forming neural networks.
Right.
And they start firing and transferring data between the components or the network itself.
So you've got like tiny little mini computers almost, I suppose.
Well, yes.
In a Petri dish.
You can say that. I mean, the difference is that right now, when you plate them, their behavior is quite chaotic and they don't really make sense. And, I work with quite a lot of scientists that are trying to make sense out of what is happening there by giving them a body, by starting stimulating them and trying to get them to organize themselves in a meaningful way. And I kind of tapped down into this technology and I'm using it for my artwork. So with Self, what is happening is that we have those neurons that are growing in the Petri dish. We're growing them on a specialized interface. And I won't go into details about what this interface is, but it's in detail. But basically, we're growing them on electrodes that are fitted on this Petri dish. And these electrodes, 60 electrodes, a grid of 8x8 minus the corners, can listen to what the neurons are doing in 60 areas. But at the same time, they can send stimulations to the neurons in 60 areas. So really, what we have is an interface that allows us access to and from this little symbolic brain.
So I'm just trying to visualize this. So you've got these Petri dishes with 60 little
electrodes
on them. And so what you're doing is you're sending a shock, as it were, or you're sending something into them.
Electric signals.
You're sending electric signals in, and then that is making them react.
Well, they respond to it.
Yes.
Now, at the beginning, the response is very unorganized, but, the theory behind it is that if you keep on stimulating them, and again, it's not a scientific fact yet. But there's a lot of scientific literature that indicates that they respond to those stimulations and it gets them to kind of organize themselves. But what we're doing with Self is we're getting the neurons, we interface them with this interface to analog modular synthesizers, and we're inviting human musicians to jam with this kind of neural network. And what is happening is that the human music is streamed to the neurons as stimulations. They respond by controlling the synthesizers, and we form this way a feedback loop between the human and the non-human musicians. Really, what we're doing is we're kind of mimicking a improvised setup of a jazz gig.
So just to go back, I'm trying to, as I said, the least scientific person you'll ever meet. So you're stimulating this grid of electrodes, and what's happening is they're responding. They're setting out a sound, I suppose.
They respond by producing activity, electric activity,
which is then connected to a synthesizer
that is being picked up.
Which is being picked up, and then you've got a group of musicians who are hearing those sounds that are coming out of the synthesizer. They're then jamming with that, which is then fed back to the electrodes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow, are you finding that they are becoming more organized?
Well, this is the $1 million question. I'm not a scientist and I'm not collecting data about that, but we had one show in Perth and we did observe, and in the documentation that is on my website, it's really clear to the viewers that there is something that is happening there. The neurons you know, there was a clear sense in this performance of responsiveness, of interaction between the musician and the neural network. And what's really nice about it is, well, what I think that is kind of cool about that, or nice about it, or interesting about it, that these are my neurons. So they're actually living my dream of becoming a rock star. And, you know, this whole project is basically, you can look at it as my quest of becoming a rock star. I mean, I always loved music, and I always was very much, I had this dream of becoming David Bowie, but I can't play, and I'm not really talented in, you know, I couldn't play musical instrument. So I decided to create a brain that would live, or my alter ego that would live my dream.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Guy Benari. He is from the University of WA, and he's created, he's a Perth-based artist and researcher. He's created basically what is an offshoot of himself that has become this kind of evolving musical character made out of cells, I guess you'd say it. So, well, Bowie's dead. You know, this could be the next Bowie. You're saying, so the cells are alive and that they're your cells.
Yep.
So is that so you're saying it's a part of you? Are they living? Are they?
Well, as we speak, I'm growing 20 of those brains in the UNSW, one of the labs in UNSW. So I came back from Perth a couple of days ago, and I thawed the cells that I shipped frozen over here, and I'm growing them to the lead up to the three performances that are going to happen in the between the 10th and the 12th of June in the Cell Block Theatre in NAS.
When you say you take the cells, are you taking a skin scraping? How does that work?
Well, 4 years ago, I had a biopsy taken,
mm-hmm.
and then I processed the cells, the skin cells that I took from my arm, and then I used quite a new stem cell technology called IPS. Without going into too much detail, it means that we reprogrammed those skin cells to go back in time and become stem cells. And a stem cell is a cell that has the potential of becoming any other type of cell in the body. And then I push them down the neuronal lineage, and I reprogram those stem cells to become neurons.
How long does that take?
It took probably like 8 months to turn them into neural stem cells.
It's like having a baby. Like, well, you were pregnant with a musical instrument.
Yeah. Well,
that could be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes, it is. there was a lot of pain involved in the process, I can tell you that.
Oh, gosh. Blood, sweat, and tears.
But if I may just kind of say that, you know, this symbolic brains allows me to kind of touch areas of research that are quite close to my heart, and you know, the symbolic brain allows me to kind of look at the ethical framework that we need to kind of put forward and think about when we're using those biotechnologies. Most of my research is basically looking at those new biotechnologies and the newly acquired knowledge that we have regarding engineering life. And you know, I mean, the project is quite playful, and it's quite you know,
it's fun, but there are serious undertones.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, but it's not about celebrating this technology. It's about looking at the, or trying to critique this technology and kind of trying to suggest contestable futures that would allow us to assess the direction these technologies are taking us.
It is absolutely fascinating. When my producers, Guy, told me that I had someone coming in who turned the human body into, a musical instrument using cells, I was imagining like a drum kit with an earlobe stretched over the top. this has been absolutely enlightening. Again, Guy Benari, so you've got a talk on tonight?
The talk is in UNSW. It's a part of the DorkBots framework, and I'm going to talk about my about the project and the upcoming shows in June.
Excellent. And then you've got your shows in June also at the UNSW, is that right?
Well, the shows are part of a exhibition that is created by Beck Dean called The Patient that is opening in the UNSW's galleries on the 2nd of June.
Mm-hmm.
I urge everyone to go and check it out. It's going to be amazing. But the self-performances is an event part of the framework of this exhibition. It's going to happen in the National Art School in the Cell Block Theatre on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of June. The first night we're playing with Chris Abrams from The Next. The second evening we're playing with Ensemble Offspring, Claire Edwards and Jason. I can't remember his name.
You are forgiven. It is. Yep. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. Look, Guy, it sounds fascinating. If I want to go and can I listen to the music online? Is there any way that I can check it out?
Yeah, so on my website, there's a video documentation of the project. And also there's a 4.5 minutes video of music video of the performance that we had in Perth.
Wow, I'm going to have to go and check it out. I think I'll play it next hour. Guy Benari, it has been absolutely fascinating having you in. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
That's Guy Benari. He's a Perth-based artist and researcher with this new project, Self, working at Symbiotica, which is an artist laboratory dedicated to research. Check out his website. While you're here, what is the website?
www.guybenari.com.
Perfect. Guy Benari. So that's Guybenari.